Schuster just really piled up. It was mean and cruel. It was everything liberals claim they're not. I don't know what's happened to David Schuster. He used to be okay when he was at Fox. He's gotten over there. He's drinking the Kool-Aid at MSNBC. I guess trying to make a difference. They're trying real hard over there. Okay, so now I, your host, the doctor of democracy, I now am responsible for the whole the name Betrayus being in the public dialogue. So let's move on. That was David Schuster, by the way, that bite that you just heard. Let's move on now. This is same guy, Schuster, hosting the Chatsworth Osborne Jr. show on PSMNBC. That would be Tucker Carlson. And Schuster says to Marsha Blackburn, Republican Tennessee, you want to take this opportunity to condemn what Rush Limbaugh said about Chuck Hagel.
What I want to do is talk about the New York Times. And probably Rush Limbaugh could have gotten by without saying that.
It was wrong, wasn't it?
He was referencing what a caller said.
Right, but it was wrong for a caller or for Rush Limbaugh to call Chuck Hagel Senator Betrayus,
but
right?
Rush Limbaugh did not go in and buy an ad and place it with the New York Times and get a special preferred rate.
So there's a difference between buying an ad in the New York Times and Rush Limbaugh hearing something that he likes to hear from one of his viewers and repeating it on the air. What's the distinction?
Rush Limbaugh should not have done that, but Rush Limbaugh did not go out and buy an ad and circumvent the New York Times.
Anyway, don't hold it against her. She's a good congresswoman. She just got sandbagged. She thought she was being brought on to discuss other things, and they ambushed her on a bunch of, including. Yeah, she had no business defending me. She doesn't have to defend me. She could have said that easily. I don't apologize for anything anyway. You know, I'm not going to take it back. I was talking about Senator Hagel as in the Betrayus sense, not betraying a country, not betraying mission, the whole MoveOn.org ad, the Betrayus thing was, the whole thing was he's lying to us. And the whole Democrat Party in the House and the Senate, when they interrogated him, told him up front, we're not going to believe a thing you say. We're not going to believe one word that you say. He's a decorated four-star general. He's sitting there in full dress uniform. He has come to give them a report that they demanded. Congress demanded the report. He's giving it. They're calling him before he says a word a liar. They're undermining his mission. They're undermining the troops under his command. Chuck Hagel is a senator. Chuck Hagel is fair game. I was regarding and talking about Chuck Hagel in terms of his loyalty to the Republican Party. Not anything to do with whether or not he's selling out the country and investing in defeat for the country. I was talking about him vis-a-vis his position in the Republican Party. It was a political comment. If he wants to respond politically, he can. The general can't. The general's mouth has to be shut. He can't get into politics. The Democrats knew this. So they can call him a liar all they want, and he can't do anything about it other than say, every word I'm speaking here I wrote myself and nobody has cleared it. But, he can't get into the political game while in command and in uniform. So, anyway, it's funny. I mean, these guys are just beside themselves making an issue out of nothing. I don't have enough fingers nor hands to count over the 19-plus years the number of times little rowboats like David Schuster have attempted to sink me, a battleship, with a BB. Over 19 years, they have given me everything. They blame me for the Oklahoma City bombing. You know the drill. They have tried everything to discredit me with you and with the American people. They've tried to destroy my reputation. President of the United States making a racist joke at the White House Correspondents' Dinner at my expense. And it hasn't worked. None of it has worked. And these guys, instead of launching these silly little BBs that they think are going to hit home, better start asking themselves how come their efforts don't work. Because there is an answer to it, and it's an answer that could really help them in trying to get their little fledgling network some serious audience. But they're not going to learn it. They're liberals, and they applaud themselves at the end of such a tech. Yeah, we really got them that time. Yeah. Again, never examining the results of what they do, just the intentions. Here, by the way, just as a reminder, David Schuster, obsessed with my attire the day I interviewed Karl Rove on this program. They played video from the Ditto Cam and audio of some of the interview, and this is what David Schuster had to say.
There's Rush Limbaugh smoking a nice cigar, wearing a golf shirt. There was another video where you could see the nice watch. Who's the snub?
Who's the snub? I had called these people a bunch of effete snobs, and Schuster was throwing it back at me. So there you have it. Your host, once again.